And them old oxen would pull it.
Well,
And I've seen them log in the woods with oxen. Log, big old log to it.
How did they do that?
They just had a chain and put on around there. And they have what they call dogs that they drive them in that log, and them old oxen pull them. Log with them in the woods. I've seen that a lot of it.
Yeah. Where would you put grain?
Well, we always had a crib to put our grain in.
You ever heard
and
of
then the wheat, we'd always have a big old box. A great big old box would be as long as this room nearly.
Ever heard of a granary?
Well, they called it granary. Put your wheat in, or your oats. They thrashed their oats. We thrashed them as an old frailer. They called it a frailer. Had on a big old rock, and we'd frail that oats out, wheat out. And then they got to having thrashers then to thrash the wheat, big old thing, go around from one farm to another and thrash.
Yeah.
And now they have big old reapers, and they reap the wheat and make, you know, they make so much stuff out of a grain, you know, now. All kinds of cereal and bread and all kinds. And
yeah. What was the upper part of the barn called?
They called it the loft.
Okay.
You know, they'd have it, they'd always have the stock down underneath, you know. Well, of course, we'd always have a corn crib, but my husband, he'd have a little corn crib in the hall. If you went through the hall of the barn, it'd be two corn in that to feed the stock. And then you had an outside corn crib out itself. He'd had it full of corn and feed his hogs and sheep and things like that, stock.
What about hay? What did you
well, yeah, yeah.
If you couldn't put it in the barn, how would you keep it?
They stacked it out in the field.
And you called that what?
Called it a haystack. Big old pole down in the center, and
yeah.
You stack it away. Just keep us hauling hay and piling it up there. And then sometimes they'd put, trying to think what to call it, they'd put it around, or some did and some didn't, to keep the rain off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was the hard times, and they didn't, not everybody didn't have that to cover their hay and stuff up with.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the cattle, they just let the cattle go and eat the hay under the stack.
What about when you are cutting the hay and you, before you put it in a haystack, just when you,
cut it and then you take a rake and rake it. You cut it with a mowing machine and you take the team and rake it. But you have to let it get dry, you rake it then and then now. We used to haul it and put it in the barn, you know. And now they bale it.
Yeah.
And then they have Mr. baled it right here and a big old hay baler, and they tied it and everything.
Yeah. When
and
you
then
have
he had a corn picker. He had to pick corn with.
When you have it raked up in the field, little piles of it.
Well,
we
just stack it around little chocks and till it got good and dry, and then we haul it to barn.
Okay.
They call it little shock. They just don't let you. And then the rake, they'd rake it in the, you see now what you call it, layers, I guess you call it. They'd rake it in, and then they'd go back and then they'd dump it, you know, to every place. Like, I've raked hay myself. I've raked hay and worked in the seed and cut corn of a day, and I've done all kinds of work through my life.